You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
We've got the greatest listeners in the world. Paul Egon said the Russell Brand character for Forgetting Sarah Marshall got his own movie, Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah, you never know.
No. The Russell Brand character in Forgetting Sarah Marshall is so much more important than the Coach Romy character. And all due respect to Michael Kay, Russell Brand was already a thing somewhat by the time he did that part even. I'm sorry. This is a bad example, and we'll try again.
I can't believe, usually you and Don are in lockstep.
No,
you're not a hater.
No. Listen, you should be thrilled you did the movie. That's a lot of fun. Like, that's really cool. I'd be stoked every time it came on. I'd watch it. I still, if I see it pop up, I'll be like, oh, let's see if we can see Michael's part. It's awesome. I'm injecting a touch of reality to say that character does not get his own film. It just doesn't happen.
God, I hope it does. I really hope it does.
Well, so do I. It would be amazing.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Don, you'll be in it. I'll make sure you have a part, and you'll be left all alone looking outside in.
See? It's moments like this.
You know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but it's a risk I'm going to have to take.
Well, you know what? You're a jerk.
Now, again, it was all hypothetical. We were saying that if Grown Ups 2 exploded into becoming a massive, massive hit, they'd be looking for anything to pluck to try to get something made. So why is it that crazy? There's so many different directions you can go with that backstory.
I get it, but just no one cares enough about that
because the movie didn't do well.
No, it's because the character
didn't do well.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, Michael. It did okay.
No, it did all right. It did much better than okay.
But listen, I'm a fan of both of those movies, but didn't you get a sense it was just him getting together with all of his buddies?
Of course.
And just making, you know, a silly movie that people watch because it had a lot of heavy hitters in it, and it was kind of funny. But if it became just a classic, you know, like Some Like It Hot, they'd be looking for any way to pick things away from it to be able to make some money. And I think, in all honesty, there could be a backstory there. Who is this coach? What's
he
about?
So much to peel back.
It's a nice thought. But like, you know, okay. What was the name of, great. Don, you'll like this. Everybody loved Argyle in Die Hard.
Yes.
Everyone loved the limo driver, Argyle. His character was infinitely more important than Romy.
Yes.
No one clamored for an Argyle spinoff from Die Hard. In fact, I don't know if we've heard from Argyle since.
There's a movie Argyle now.
And the Argyle
Howard vehicle.
The Argyle character, the limo driver in Die Hard, he's much more important than the Romy.
You know, I'm going to venture a guess you've never watched Grown Ups 2 from start to finish, so why don't you pipe down?
That your assumption is correct.
All right, then you don't know. You don't know but the I've impact seen that coach had
so you,
on the movie's arc.
So you only watched the scene.
And I've seen other random parts of the movie.
And he feels like he
pops up.
You can't judge
not a big Kevin James
watch
guy.
The continuing, the organic flow of the movie.
The story arc.
The
arc. Here's what you're saying. Yeah. You're talking about the arc.
This can't pick and choose different scenes.
So you're saying
not a trailer.
If this weekend I watch the whole Grown Ups 2,
you would have
two,
a different opinion.
I'll come in and I'll go, you know what? Bring on Romy the movie.
Steve,
I think so.
Steve Popper from Newsday said that Knicks Mitchell Robinson has full practice with team for the first time since December.
There you go.
And that creates decisions for Tom Thibodeau. So that's one more. Again, that's the one that is not a necessity to beat the Celtics in the playoffs, because I think Hartenstein starting is better than Mitchell Robinson starting, because Hartenstein is a little bit of a threat offensively. Mitchell Robinson is not. Now we're just waiting on OG, and we're waiting on Julius. Now, did I tell you guys, I haven't even told you guys off the air, I have a decided team, school, that I am rooting for in the NCAA tournament. And you know how I am, so you could probably figure it out. I'm a big vindictive guy.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I'm a big root for chaos guy. So that team that I'm rooting for is Long Beach State. Do you know why?
No.
So Dan Monson, on March 11th, was called into the muckety-mucks at Long Beach State and told, we're firing you. He's the coach of Long Beach State. Now, they did something really, really dumb. They said, we will let you coach in the conference tournament. Then after that, you're out. Well, all Long Beach State did was win the Big West Conference tournament. Now they're in the NCAA tournament, and a guy who is fired is coaching the team. Now, I want them to go on and win the NCAA tournament, so the people and the decision makers at Long Beach State have complete egg on their face. So Monson actually sat down today at the press conference that they had the day before a game, and he said, I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today. Did you see the Seinfeld when George was trying to get fired, couldn't lose his job,
right,
still going to work every day? That's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life. Wouldn't it be great?
Wouldn't it be great if they win everything? That would be really be something. Then what do you do? And then they offer him a job back and he tells him to stick it.
And he seems like he has a good sense of humor. 62 years old, he said, I think life is life. Some of it is good, some of it's bad. How you pivot through it defines who you are. I'm hoping that people look at me and say, hey, he had a great job. What are we feeling sorry for him for? He had 17 years driving that car. It was a great ride. I knew the car was leased. I mean, they wanted the keys back. It's not insured this week, but I still get to drive it. I'm going to try to keep it on the road. The road to the Final Four, I'm going to try to keep it on there. How could you not root for this guy?
You have to.
And the players are all behind him. He told them, I'm fired. They were shocked. He gave them, do you want to practice? You know, and they all wanted to rally for him, and they won the Big West tournament. So that's something to root for. Now, I ran this by Peter, and he gave me the okay, Don.
Okay.
And I'm still doubting it, but we'll have a little fun, and it's a little bit out there. Anyway, there's a website about college basketball that came up with this. You'll love this, Don. In every tournament since 2021, a top two seed has lost in the first round to a team with a phallic euphemistic name. In 2021, number 15, Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State, number two.
Wow.
In 2022, number 15, St. Peter's defeated number two, Kentucky. And last year, number 16, FDU defeated, I should say the name, Fairleigh Dickinson defeated number one, Purdue. 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who wrote this tweet said, once is happenstance, twice is a coincidence, three times is a pattern.
Okay.
So you have to look at all the matchups.
Mm-hmm. And, what do you got?
You got number one, Houston, facing number 16, Longwood.
Oh, boy. Lay it all on the wood.
There you go.
Lay it all on Longwood, baby.
So and you got St. Peter's again.
I resent that.
So would you go a little hardwood with Longwood?
Yeah, I'd consider it.
I mean, what would it have been? Twice, right, in the history? 16 beats one?
Can you believe that? I never thought it would happen.
Yeah, and it's happened twice already.
Houston's a pretty good team. I can't see them.
No. Isn't it crazy, though? Like, it'll never mean the same thing since that fateful day. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting at Jacob's Pickles. WWE had just run a house show at Madison Square Garden, and me and some wrestling friends were enjoying a meal at Jacob's Pickles. And all of a sudden, I went, oh my God, I forgot about the tournament. Picked up my phone and looked, and Virginia was down by like 14 in the first half. And I'm going,
no way.
Let's see what happens. Don, we've seen it before, right?
Oh, yeah.
The 16 back in the day, they could even carry a 10-point lead into the half, and you go, oh my God, let's see. But then, Don, by by 12 minutes left in the second half, the lead would be like four. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, there's no chance. And then it just kept going. And now to think that it's happened twice, it doesn't even make sense. My brain cannot. It really makes you think that Don's going to get proven right and the Wilt Chamberlain record will get broken one day.
I believe so.
Don's usually right.
So St. Peter's and who again?
Who was the other one again? Who was the Virginia one?
UMBC.
UMBC. How could I forget? Of course. UMBC, one of the great local schools where I'm from.
If Longwood beats Houston, then that's a total thing. Right? All right, 3 years in a row. Okay. And we're...
But Longwood.
Yeah, I mean...
The jokes write themselves. You don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, you don't even have to repeat it. They write themselves. So did you also see that it was in Page Six today, Travis Kelce is up to host the reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Okay.
This guy is going to be a superstar.
Well, what is he now?
He's a superstar. But he's going to go across, football lines.
Good. I hope so. I really need more. I don't get enough Kelce. Can I get more Mahomes, too?
It's weird because...
I need more. Give me more. Put it in my veins.
But that's all just because of Taylor, right? I mean,
I'm sure that has
something
to do with it.
No, no, no.
He did host Saturday Night Live before Taylor.
Yeah, he's...
I know.
He's been on... No, Don. Let me... I don't know. I can't say what I really want to say.
Well, no.
Say it!
Okay. I'll say it. If you're a big old white football player and you have some personality, there are places for you to go, buddy. We'll put you in the booth. We'll put you on TV. We will put you... So Travis Kelce is not only does he check big white football player who can put two sentences together. He's pretty damn charming. So now, guys, he may be president of the United States. There's no stopping Travis Kelce. And now he's with Taylor Swift. Don, Greg Olson is like a pretty good talker who was like a very good tight end. We could agree, right? Greg Olson was a very good tight end with a decent personality. Travis Kelce is like some sort of Marvel superhero where they found the DNA of Greg Olson. And in the beginning of the cartoon, Don, they spilled some sort of acid into Greg Olson, right? And he turned into 10 times the football player, 10 times the personality. Do you see what I'm saying? And do you know how much money they threw at Greg Olson to get in the booth? Travis Kelce, they may name him God. I mean, I seriously, the people are in love with this man.
But
and
Don,
now he's
Don's
with
right, though,
Taylor
Peter.
Swift.
The Taylor Swift thing takes you to another level.
Yeah. It's over the top now.
We've seen, J.J. Watt host Saturday Night Live, get in some commercials. But I think Taylor takes him to another level. I don't think he's getting this gig without Taylor Swift.
Let me say something
because
right now.
Because, again, you're getting a bunch of football people to watch a game show. You're trying to get the rest of the world, and the rest of the world knows who he is because of Taylor Swift.
And it's not just people like it was with the Jeff Foxworthy Are You Smarter? It's celebrities. So it will also uncover that celebrities, a lot of them are morons.
I'll tell you this, too. That show, if they get them, whatever their ratings have been, double them. That man is middle America, and not even just middle America.
America.
and women. That's the interesting women.
Well, he's a handsome guy.
But it's not even that part. I swear to you with the Kelces, it's not that women are like in love with them. They just think they're like great guys.
No. They're in love with Travis. They're not in love with Jason. They think Jason's a great guy.
I'm telling you right now, I'm yet to talk to a woman who loves the Kelces, and it's because they think he's hot. I've not heard that. They just really like them. So either way, though, it doesn't matter. They will watch that if it happens. And Don, I don't know if you know this, Mark Andrews speaks Portuguese and can play saxophone. God only knows what's next for him. I'm telling you, tight end, I'm telling you, the future is bright, Mark Andrews.
A friend of mine who I'm not going to give his name because, who wants to know that a friend of yours things like this. The number 14 seed in the tournament in one of the regions is Morehead State.
Oh.
So that also, you know.
That, see, that's bigger than St. Peter's.
We should take a break here.
We should take a break.
We're not taking a break. We're going right to the calls. Let's go to Vernal in Sleepy Hollow, I guess. Vernal.
Oh, yeah.
Morehead versus Westchester. Longwood would be unbelievable.
Right. Hey, Vernal.
Craving that matchup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
So, loving this Coach Romy thing. I gotta tell you.
I know, me too. Wait, you love it so, as an idea for a movie? Peter, you think it would work?
So, Peter, you know, you're missing the point. You know, there's a lot of pressures they can do with this. There's a lot of cameos, you know, that they can have with Coach Romy. Now, I get he was a football coach in the movie.
Right.
But imagine Michael as a baseball coach.
Oh, boy.
Telling a kid that he has to come out the game, and the kid telling Michael, you know, my dad is way better than you. And Michael just laying into the kid, and the next day, Joe Torre or Aaron Boone walking to Michael's office.
Listen, there's a lot of opportunity here.
I don't want to be typecast into a baseball role.
Yeah, that's Michael's so much deeper than that as an actor.
I want to spread my wings. I want to be a football coach.
Yeah, by the way.
And, you know, if you watch Grown Ups too, I was channeling Belichick there.
You did give Belichick.
Yeah.
Now, well, imagine, Don, Michael spreads his wings. They go, we're going a whole different direction. And they cast Michael as the coach in a reboot of Slapshot. How jealous would you be?
Very.
Would it hurt?
Yeah, it would hurt the way it hurt when Bobby Orr told him how he really respected Michael's hockey knowledge.
Oh, that has to sting. To this day, it has to sting.
Was it because Michael said something?
No, I interviewed him for an hour. I did my homework because I didn't want to be embarrassed. And we were walking off the set, and he put his arm around me, and he said, you know why? That's one of the better interviews I've ever done. I said, why? He said, because I could tell you love the sport. I said, yes. Yes, I do.
Ugh, Bobby. Bobby.
No, he likes the sport fine. What if he said that? You're smart. You know what? You're right. I do. I like it fine.
Nice. But I don't like it. I mean,
yeah, you do. You don't like hockey?
I don't get it.
You don't get it? Have you ever watched a playoff game?
Yes. I listen, I don't dislike it. I used to dislike it. I don't dislike it anymore, but it doesn't float my boat. That's a me issue, not a sport issue. It's a great sport.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not dissing the sport. I'm just surprised you haven't had that moment. Maybe it's because you don't have a team like coursing through your veins. Maybe you got to have that because the feeling of a team you're rooting for, playing in an elimination game is one of the most exhilarating and horrifying experiences in all of professional sports.
That's why I marvel, and I was listening in the car yesterday when Don does the play-by-play.
Oh, he's the best.
The names that you have to pronounce on the run, like rapid fire. Don always disagrees with me. I couldn't do it.
No, you could. I do. I agree with Don. If you worked at it,
yeah,
you could.
Just like you worked at the interview and convinced the legend that you knew something you did.
Another thing I couldn't do with basketball or hockey, right? I have a terrible memory. I can never ever memorize the numbers. I couldn't do it. I don't know how you do it, Don. With all the games that did in the last week, how do you do it? How do you erase what you just
remember? Well, you can still see some, too, can't you? You can make out the name. Can you make out the name at all when you see the number or no?
You can't really rely, even in a good spot like the Garden, to be able to pick up a name. Now, certain, like the length of the name, whether he's a left-handed, right-handed shot, there's certain ways to kind of cheat if you don't completely see the number. But you got to memorize who's 44, who's 23, who's 73.
Couldn't do it.
I mean, why couldn't you do it? You're a smart, intelligent person.
When I did college basketball at Fordham, right? I couldn't memorize the other team. I mean, I used to have sleepless nights pacing back and forth trying to remember like five names of starters. I can't do it. Baseball's the pace where you can look down, you see who it is. There's no need to like know their name like at the drop of a hat. People have to know their limitations. Coach Romy knew his. I know mine. I can't memorize names.
That's weird. I can mentally do something better than you?
Yes, you can.
That's weird. Peter,
Weird. Couldn't do it. I mean, I'm also the guy, I meet somebody 5 minutes later, I have no idea what the name is. None. Zero.
Now, here's my question for you, Don. When you go into an average game, And let's say you haven't called a game of theirs recently.
Right.
Right. It has been a long time. What percentage of the numbers do you already know just off top on fan stuff?
Like for Winnipeg, which is a team that, you know, I've seen a bit of. There's probably about, like, you know Shifley's 55. You know Toffoli's 73.
Well, Monahan, yeah, not a hack.
I would say there's probably about five or six numbers that I just knew.
Off top. Cold. Five or six. And then you're learning four lines worth of numbers.
Right.
Couldn't do it. Now, if you don't remember a name, do you make it up? Because it's radio.
No. Well, how do you make it up?
You say like,
how would I not say
Kerfuffu.
But you know all the players on the team, so you just say, oh, Shifley has it again, but it wasn't really Shifley. He's sitting on the bench.
No, because Dave would correct me.
Well, that's a good teammate.
He's a good announcer.
Spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York.
All March long,
drive home one of over 350 new Hondas for $0 down. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. And, as always, get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Stay tuned for the new Honda Prologue at Bay Ridge Honda in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $0 down payment and no payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers. That's well-qualified buyers only. See dealer for details. Ends 3/31/24.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease the all-new 2024 Mazda CX-90 Turbo Select. All-wheel drive for just $379 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R1148073. MSRP $39,220. Ends 4/1/24.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
This will fall under the baseball nerdish category, but this has unbelievable ramifications for a guy who is so locked in to process. Nothing changes with this guy. So the LA Times just released the story. Representatives of Shohei Ohtani today accused his interpreter of engaging in a massive theft of Ohtani's funds to place bets with an allegedly illegal bookmaker who is a target of a federal investigation.
This isn't that nerdy.
Oh, no.
Lawyers for Ohtani made that claim after the Times learned that Ohtani's name had surfaced in the investigation of Matthew Bauer, an Orange County resident. Ohtani's representatives looked into the actions of the interpreter Ippi Mizuhura. In response to the Times queries, a source close to the matter said, two sources told the newspaper the money involved was in the millions of dollars. In a statement, the West Hollywood law firm Burke Brettler said, in the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft and we are turning the matter over to authorities. This is why this is a big deal. This guy is his right hand. This guy is with him every moment of the day, works out with him. Obviously, his interpreter, it's his connection to Japan. He has come with him from Japan. They are connected at the hip with the Angels. You did not see Ohtani without seeing Mizuhara. This is amazing. Attempts to reach Mizuhara were unsuccessful. Mizuhara placed bets with Bauer, according to the source who requested anonymity to share sensitive information.
My God.
Millions of dollars.
That's wild, man. That's actually a pretty crazy story.
And this is a guy who's, insanely private.
I know.
He doesn't do media like other players do.
Well,
I mean, the teams let him get away with it.
Isn't the only person he deals with this guy?
This is it. The team does not provide the interpreter. It's his guy. He works out with him.
So it's
this
essentially,
guy tells him, you know, he does everything.
So it's essentially the person he trusted more than anyone in the world besides
anyone
his
in
wife.
The world.
Yeah. Wow. That is... Can I go as far as saying it's not what you want?
It is not what you want. It is shocking.
And there
will be fallout from this.
And Ohtani's clean, right?
You know what? I was going to bring that up, but I didn't know if I should. They're going to have to investigate. Since this guy does everything for Ohtani, was he play? I don't think that's the case.
No, but I think you have to look into
you
it.
You have to look into it. Was he placing bets for Ohtani? And how did he get access to Ohtani's millions?
Well,
he must have access to his money.
Well, he's
because he wasn't getting paid millions. I was actually thinking about that today. What could a great interpreter make? 100, 150?
Yeah, but it looks like he goes beyond that. If he's with him constantly, you're
constantly.
Obviously sacrificing your life.
Yeah, he has no life. His life is Ohtani.
So you're going to have to pay him a handsome sum for him to be able to make those sacrifices. But maybe he wasn't paying him enough.
This
but just because of the access that he has, I mean, you just can't just say, well, poor Ohtani's not involved. If I had to guess, I wouldn't think he's involved, but I would think an investigation would have to see, make sure Ohtani wasn't betting through this guy.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story, and we'll follow it as best we can. Let's go to Andrew in Rockaway. Andrew.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Andrew.
I want to introduce a new segment. Instead of Point God, I think you might go with Point Slob. And I nominate Coach Rami idea as the first nominee for
first
Point
of all,
Slob.
Andrew, it's Coach Rami.
That's right.
Don't ruin the character. Rami.
Who cares? No one watched
no one watched the movie.
But Coach Rami wouldn't work. Coach Rami works.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Think I'm a Rami. Rami. Come on.
I guarantee you one thing, Andrew. I don't know you, but I know this. Mm-hmm. If the Coach Rami vehicle came out in the theater or was streaming, you'd watch it.
No, I wouldn't. I never saw Grown Ups too.
Well, so you can't be a judge. How can you judge? You didn't see the magic.
Because
I judged it by one. I knew that two was not worth it.
Well, two, but one didn't have Coach Rami.
That's right. Now, I got to tell you, Point Slob is something.
I do like that.
Point Slob.
I like it, Andrew. Good stuff,
Point. Well, can I tell you something, Andrew? I'm honored. I really am. Yeah.
The
first of anything is a big deal.
The inaugural Point Slob. Wow.
And by the way, Grown Ups 2 grossed $133.7 million in North America, $113.4 million in other territories, a worldwide total of $247 million, and a budget of $80
million. Wow, look at that.
That is pretty impressive, but...
And you know what? I got a piece of the back end, too, which is important. I am truly... I know you'll laugh at this. Truly, to this day, still getting checks for Grown Up 2.
For like $12?
No. Sometimes like $50, $60. It's amazing.
Well, I every once in a while, for being an extra in Barbershop 3, I still get checks for 40 cents here, you know, a dollar here.
That's great.
Yeah. It's something.
I've never been in movies.
I wish I had his number. I would thank Adam Sandler every time I got a check.
You don't have his number?
I do not have his number.
Interesting.
I would have been excited to see Sandler the other day. I've never seen Sandler in the wild. Seeing Seinfeld in the wild was fun.
But you would have stopped Sandler because Sandler's approachable. Seinfeld's not.
Seinfeld is not approachable. He does not give approachable in the least.
Even when you see, and I love Seinfeld, when you see him in like concert, he comes off as like really impressed with himself.
Yeah. No, I listen, it's funny. Like, don't get me wrong. I really like Jerry, but there is something absolutely unlikable about Jerry. There is a thing there. And it's funny because Larry, you know, Larry.
Yeah, he puts off the vibe, don't bother me, but he seems very approachable.
Yeah, it's weird. No, you'd still be scared to approach him, I think, if you just saw him, Larry. But like, even though Larry is clearly prickly, he's much more self-deprecating.
Yes.
That's what
Jerry's not self-deprecating.
Jerry's not really self-deprecating. He really, you know. So I think that's what the main difference is between Larry and Jerry. And I'm excited for this week's Curb. What a huge swing it's been the last few weeks.
It's very, you know, here's what somebody said, and I think this could be true. So he's going to go on trial for the water incident in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've heard some theories, sure.
Because he is that type of guy where he has been vilified for the way Seinfeld ended, which he wrote. He's going to end up in jail at the end of Curb.
Oh, you know, there's been the subtle little references to it all season.
Yep.
There's been at least two guys, and I didn't watch last Sunday's, so I'm not completely caught up, but there's been that little, like the exchange from last week, the week before, with Ted Danson. Like, it just seemed like out of nowhere, right? Because he thought that Lori Loughlin was in, you know, he directed her in Seinfeld. And he's like, no, and then just out of nowhere. But you directed the last episode, right? He's like, yes, I did. Yes, I did, Ted. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And then, like, the lawyer Mantle, you know, he screwed up the filing, so now they have to go to trial. I'm telling you, he's going to end up in jail at the end of Seinfeld.
And then the bit that I heard people suggest it, it's like wrestling with people predicting how they think it'll play out. The suggestion was it will end up being that all the people who've hated him over the years will testify against him.
Right.
Mocha Joe will be in there.
Right. And you know what's funny?
Danson.
You mentioned Danson. Mocha Joe.
Yeah.
Wasn't the lawyer in Atlanta?
Yes. Mocha Joe.
It was him, but he's like, you look like somebody. Oh, it's yeah, you know what? It's all coming together. I think he's giving up too much.
Let's go to Ziggy in New Jersey. Zigster, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? You're absolutely right about the Seinfeld Curb prediction, because Jerry Seinfeld did say that they're going to do some type of Seinfeld reunion coming up.
Now, where did he say that?
He said it on his stand-up. You can look it up.
Wow.
They said that the reunion was on Curb.
No, apparently he said there's something else coming up.
There's something else. And all right. Yes. Okay, so
don't doubt Ziggy.
I just want to say that I played the woman Road to the Show, and I want to say that it was actually very amazing how you got drafted. I got drafted by the Phillies. I played it last night, and I completely condone how it was cool to have a woman playing baseball.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if you guys think that could ever happen in real life.
Baseball's a tough one.
I guess basketball, I think, would be probably, but basketball is very physical. Baseball's not as physical, so maybe a pitcher, because it doesn't have to hit. I mean, a woman who throws really hard, maybe. I don't know.
I
would never say never.
I would think most likely to play in the men's pro game would be...
It'd be basketball.
It'd be a shooter in basketball, right?
Yeah, she'd just be like, maybe just work the perimeter.
Kicker in football.
Well, because you don't... Yeah, yeah, and kicker in football, because we don't have... I mean, when you go back to League of Their Own, but we don't have anything relevant. It's all softball players, right? So... Have we seen anybody play hardball that we'd say, I think her game can translate to the bigs?
I don't know. I think the only position that could translate to the bigs would be pitcher.
But that's so weird, too, because they don't throw overhand in softball.
Well, but if you find a... I mean, didn't the girl Monet, the Little League girl, she was amazing.
Yeah.
She threw hard and she threw overhand.
And there are plenty of women that can play hockey from a skill standpoint, but I think the game
is too physical.
Is too physical, because
what about,
this
is
going to
sound crazy. This is
like
going to sound crazy, and it's going to get people screaming at me.
Well, word just came out, Ohtani fired his interpreter, you think?
Well, yeah.
okay, good.
It's like, it'd be news if he didn't.
This.
Yeah, that would be suspicious.
You know, the news would be Ohtani stands by interpreter.
Yeah. I'm good with it. I'll do it again. Ohtani says I do it again. This is going to sound crazy. Could it possibly ever be a quarterback?
No.
Why?
Because they get folded in half.
But I mean, there are thin men who get folded in half. You know what I mean? Like someone who can run, have a big arm. It's hard to picture because we've never pictured it before. But I wonder, because it has to be a position where you're not imposing your physicality, because that wouldn't make sense. It's not going to be a D end. But I don't know. I feel like it's remotely possible.
Now, our good buddy, graphics joker, Joe Morasic, said supposedly Jerry helped write the finale. So that's a giveaway. Which is weird because the show's not really written. It's laid out in an outline and then you ad lib from there.
But I guess the idea is the concept. You've got to write something down, right? Different ideas for endings and all that. The dialogue may be a little loose, but...
Now, Peter, I want you to do me a favor. Go to the Google machine and call up Ohtani's interpreter. Okay. And tell me that if you saw this guy walking down the street, that you think he is capable of committing a crime where he stole millions of dollars from the guy who is his life.
No, he just
looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
He's giving Shaggy
long hair, like flopping down over his forehead and his eyes.
Not an imposing figure.
No, not at all. So it doesn't seem like he has nefarious in him, but obviously he does. Now, he's accused. It hasn't been proven.
Well, that's the thing about looking at someone and making any sort of judgment on them whatsoever. It's basically a fail the second you try to do it. That is so... Yo, that must be... I have to tell you, by the way, there could be, like, very serious long-term ramifications from this.
How so?
In terms of how it affects him.
Yeah, it could really mess with his mind.
This is a really private guy. Yeah. This is a private guy who really is a guy with set routines, who moves in his own way.
And this guy is his guy. I can't emphasize enough.
Now, how is Shohei's English, though?
I don't think it's as great as Ichiro's was, but Ichiro wouldn't speak in public. Like, if he was talking to players, he had perfect English. I've never heard I think he understands his teammates.
So that's really the key, because if his English is still really rough, then it's really a scary thing to lose that person. He's like your security blanket.
Yeah.
But hopefully by this point, if he's a decent speaker, maybe it's a little less scary. But
no, I don't think he would ever conduct an interview in English. He's very private.
But to start in a new, you know, with a new team, fortunately not too far away from the old team. Did he move?
Yeah.
He did move?
Oh, no, I think he could still live in Newport Beach and go to the Dodgers. They're only 40 minutes apart.
Right, like equidistant probably, right?
Anthony Greek said Manon Reum.
Manon Reum. She played
goalie for the Tampa Bay Lightning in an exhibition game.
Yes. So
she allowed two goals on nine shots in one period.
That is possible, right? So I guess that would be the position. That if, you know, because we got the Professional Women's Hockey League here, great goaltender. That would probably be the avenue. I think it would probably be like a point guard shooter in the NBA, goalie in the NHL would be the best chance. And the thing with Reum, that was 30 years ago, so we really haven't progressed forward as far as any other opportunities.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today, somewhat correcting what we said, the Dodgers fired Ippi Mizuhura. But he doesn't work for them, unless that was part of the deal that Ohtani made, and you guys pay him.
Probably.
A massive theft of Ohtani's funds.
Now my
and
buddy,
the place bets with an illegal bookmaker when there's legal betting all around the country.
Now my buddy Carmine asked the question, Peter, what about soccer? Could there be a great women's player to get at least MLS?
I don't know the game well enough to guess. You would think that would be on the table, but I really don't know.
You know what you do well? You know very well?
BetterHelp.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good point, Michael. And this message is brought to you by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd practice playing soccer or baseball or basketball or hockey. Maybe you would just sit around and watch Grown Ups 2 all day. Maybe you'd spend more time with your loved ones or rest or read. Maybe you would seek therapy if you had more time. But here's the deal. Therapy can help you with so many different things. There's so many benefits, including figuring out how to prioritize your time. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible. It's suited to your schedule. And by the way, I don't know if you've tried to find a new therapist recently without BetterHelp. It is incredibly difficult to even find a therapist who is taking new patients. So give BetterHelp a try. It's online. It's convenient. It's flexible. Suited to your schedule. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point guard.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass. Work on a way to get baseball back in the minds of children. My kid is playing soccer. My kid is playing hockey. He's watching videos of Messi and Ronaldo. I try to get him into baseball. It's not clicking. He plays baseball, but it's not clicking as far as watching it on television, caring about what's happening. Maybe it'll get better when it's older, Michael, but we've seen. We were inundated when we were kids, and now 50 years later, we love the sport, and we consume it, and we pay for it, but there's a generation of fans that are disconnected. Focus on that. Focus on kids getting back into baseball. Focus on making it accessible instead of being on stupid apps that nobody has. Why don't we actually grow the sport within our country to get it back where it was supposed to be? For God's sakes, Rob, wake up.
You know what? Well earned.
Thank you.
Well earned.
He did well.
He did well. Well earned. So there's so many layers to this, and you know, Incarcerated Bob pointed out to me as well.
Incarceration.
Imagine if the guy was betting on baseball.
Oh, boy.
So then there's going to be the connect. Is he getting information from outside? And let me tell you how inextricably linked they are. When he throws in the outfield, throws to this guy. When he eats with this guy. When a team has something to tell Ohtani when he was at the Angels, they went through this guy. This guy was an extension of Ohtani. An extension of Ohtani.
Now, here's the thing. About it, if it was in any way connected to baseball, considering it's his attorneys, it's Shohei's attorneys that are bringing
right.
this up.
Right,
I'm sure they wouldn't be doing so if they were worried it was linked to baseball in any way related to Ohtani. Oh, but the guy was privy to information.
The guy's privy. He's in clubhouses.
Right, he's privy to information.
And I mean, and I don't think that baseball wants to discipline Ohtani, but you brought. I mean, if this stuff is true, you essentially brought a criminal. who stole money from you into the baseball inner circle.
Oof.
So he knew everything that was going on. He knew scouting reports of other teams. He knew what was going on with the Angels and the Dodgers. I mean, wouldn't you like to have that information before you bet?
Wow. This could have very big ramifications.
I think we got to dive even deeper into this tomorrow. It's wow. It's just a big wow. Let's go to Phil in the car. Phil.
Hey, Michael, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Does Ohtani have an agent?
Does he what?
Have an agent?
Yes, he does. Nasbaello, I think his name is.
Because the question is, how come this guy stole so much money and Ohtani didn't know? I just feel like Ohtani has, he's involved with this gambling. The reason they fired him, because they make a deal with him, and then he's cheaper to pay him for 15 years than Ohtani lose a year suspension, no?
Well, I mean, Ohtani would be, I mean, if he was betting on baseball, he'd be suspended for life. Look at Pete Rose. But, I mean, we're taking a leap here. It just seems a little odd to me that this guy would have access to millions of Ohtani's money.
Well, I mean,
why?
The reason there's logic behind it is if you completely trust the guy, like you always make fun of me with Nancy, right? She handles all the money and all that.
And well, you're married to Nancy.
Right, but it sounds like they were almost married to each other from a business standpoint.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Ohtani probably trusted this guy that he was constantly with him, probably handled his money, and that's where he saw the opportunity. I got all access to this money. It wouldn't be the first time. How many times accountants steal from bands or steal from artists or steal from actors because they just don't want to be bogged down with having to worry about paying their mortgage and paying their rent and all that, and so he trusts this guy in everything that he does, and the guy clearly took advantage of it.
But still, I mean, so he's got his ATM card. He's got power of attorney.
Well, if again, he's paying your
this
bills.
Is just scratching. And the fact that Ohtani's attorneys came out and said, again, we're just trying to extrapolate here. Maybe they're trying to get ahead of it. Who knows? Because there can be no connection to Ohtani, or he's going to get into trouble. But then you think, as close as they were, how's there not some sort of connection? And if they find out that baseball is being bet, I mean, it is an entirely ugly Pandora's box situation.
That might be why they got involved. It's like maybe it's trending towards eventually this guy is going to start betting baseball, and we've got to get out ahead of this before it starts to happen.
And you know, this guy be a sacrificial lamb. This guy could go to jail. So he's going to take the hit for something and go and spend so much time in jail? And if you look at this guy, again, you can't tell a book by his cover. I don't think he's going to be real. You know, he's not going to be running the jail cell. So this is a story with a lot of legs. A lot of legs. Wow. Shocking. Really, really shocking. Big ENN coming up. There's no bigger ENN than the one in the middle of the week because it sets the tone to the end of the week.
Hump day. Hump day ENN.
Hump day ENN. Spell it that way. Mm-hmm. Hump day ENN.
Hump day ENN.
That's right. But first, Don has to tell you about Mazda.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5. 2.5S select all-wheel drive, just $269 a month at Mazda, at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0451173, MSRP $30,750, ends 4/1/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.